This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Hey, strong friends, what is going on? Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. This actually was an IGTV episode that I put out talking about my hormone replacement therapy, or often known as HRT. And I figured I would have recorded the audio at the same time so that we have a little podcast. So I'm just going to let you listen on in. And this is my experience and my information on hormone replacement therapy. Hey, strong friends. Okay. I am talking about hormone replacement therapy and my experience. I need to put a disclaimer out that I am not a medical professional, and everything that I'm sharing in this episode is just my opinion, my experience, and why I did this. So first and foremost, I'd highly recommend, if you want some advice, seek medical professional. Otherwise, I would highly recommend my friend Sam Miller. He has a phenomenal podcast and his IG content is like absolutely amazing when it comes to hormones. So I've gotten hormone replacement therapy, and from a female perspective, when a woman gets it, it is more so because of menopause. I am 33 years old currently. I am not going through menopause. I have been getting this for about 2 years now, and I actually do not get the female emphasized hormones. I don't get estrogen and progesterone. I actually only get testosterone. Now, quick little context, I guess, little background story is I have had incredibly low hormonal levels for many years now. And everything is fine. Everything is regular. It's just all of my estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone are all at like the bottom range. They are maintained. I have no like adverse side effects or anything. So they have just been like very, very low and everything's fine. So years ago, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years ago, more than that, let's say 10 years ago, I had the opportunity from a doctor. A doctor had like brought it up to me that I could get hormone replacement therapy. At that time, I did not feel comfortable with it. I didn't know enough information. And to be completely honest, I thought it was a steroid and a drug and I didn't want to do it. So I have not had anything done up until about 2 years ago when I was kind of presented the opportunity again. I dug into a little bit more research. Here, I got it done in Mexico, not where I'm originally from, in Canada. Long story short, I ended up finding a medical professional who could help me with this. We did some blood testing to kind of figure out where my levels were and then decided what custom dose would be optimal for me and how I could benefit from it. So we did talk about potentially I could add in estrogen and progesterone. I didn't want to necessarily, but we did talk about testosterone and the benefits of it. Now, this is not me injecting testosterone like a bodybuilder or from a PED standpoint. This is still a very, very low dose for women. It takes my testosterone from like the bottom of the range to like just over the top of the range. This is my fourth time getting the pellet. After the first time, I did increase the dose, but since then, I have never had any side effects. I don't grow extra facial hair. Like, there's nothing inappropriate or wrong about me just getting testosterone. So this would more so be on the side of TRT rather than HRT, but again, it's still a hormone. It is very natural. It is very safe. So the first time I got the pellet, we took a smaller dose. We wanted to see how my body was going to react and respond and how I was just going to feel overall. So I ended up getting the pellet insertion. There is like the topical cream. I don't even know if my doctor would have encouraged me getting like doing like an injection. I don't do needles, so that wouldn't have been an option for me. But there was the option of using a topical cream. Living here in Mexico, it's very hot. And if I put it on and sweat it off, it's not really effective. So we decided to go with the pellet. That's basically, they say it's a non-invasive procedure. I think it's invasive because they basically cut my glute muscle and they put the pellet, which would be like the size of a vitamin, underneath my butt muscle. That releases a very slow and controlled amount of testosterone or whatever the hormone combination is over time, over the span of like 3 to 6 months, usually about 4 months. So it's controlled. I kind of have that procedure done once. I take a few days to recover and then it's done and I don't have to worry about it. So the first time I got it done, the positive effects that I felt afterwards, I felt like I slept better. I had more daily energy. To be honest, my sex drive was way better and my training performance improved. And with all of these improvements, before I had them, like, nothing was bad. It wasn't that I was sleeping terribly and it wasn't that my workouts were absolutely horrible, but everything just kind of like boosted up. And I didn't realize how much those things, I guess, were suffering until I actually got the pellet done. And I was like, shit, this actually feels really good. So that's basically why I continued doing it. After the first time, we got my blood tested done again after, like a month after, to kind of see how the levels changed and where everything was. I felt really good. So the second time I went to go get it, I asked if it was safe to do a little bit more and he said yes. So we did increase the dose. And again, that's my fourth time overall getting it done. My third time with the higher dose, which I just got. And I do feel really good about it. So I like it. That is, I guess, my reasoning why I got hormone replacement therapy, because I really wanted to get it. There were no negative side effects. I feel really, really good about it. It does not alter my estrogen and progesterone levels. Those are still the same range in the area as they always were before. It just increases my testosterone. Again, this is very safe. I do know a lot of other people that get it done. I feel like this isn't something that's commonly talked about. And if it is hormone replacement therapy, usually that is directed at women going through menopause. But I do not think there's anything wrong with getting it done otherwise. So again, that's why I got hormone replacement therapy in the form of testosterone. I really like it. It's safe. I feel absolutely phenomenal with it. I love it. And it's something that I will continue to do. It does after the pellet kind of dissolves, I do have to get that done. So it is something I will continually need to get done for, I don't know, a very long time. But that's it. That's the reason why I got hormone replacement therapy. If you want to, you could probably go online to Google or YouTube and check out the video of like how that procedure actually happens. Again, I don't do needles, so I haven't even watched that video, but I do know there's a little procedure involved. So anyway, that's it. If you have questions, you can drop them in the comments below and I will do my best to answer them. Again, I'm not a medical professional. This is not scientific advice or anything. If you do want more information, I would highly recommend checking out your general practitioner or your doctor, whoever you use for value and resources. And definitely check out my friend Sam Miller. He has a great podcast and really good Instagram videos and tutorials and information, so he can give you a little bit more insight in terms of hormones and things like that. Okay, that's it. Bye, strong friends. Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.